A battle between fear and Christ's love continues in the Middle East. Grief meets hope in Missouri. And why should you care about Giving Tuesday? Answers coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the Middle East, countries continue to turn away fleeing Syrians. The future of an uneducated generation lies in peril. Meanwhile, winter is breathing down their necks. Will fear and violence be enough to break the shoulders of the Middle Eastern Christians? Pete Howard of Food for the Hungry hopes not.
The church is there, and the church is active, and the church is truly being the church. It's suffering itself, but even in its suffering, it's giving and it's caring and it's reaching out. And that's what Food for the Hungry, we're coming alongside the local churches in Syria, in Iraq, in Lebanon, and trying to help them be the church.
And while the rest of us are called to action, it's important not to miss what Howard says next.
My desire is, even as the American church is generous to the suffering church in the Middle East, that as we give to them, they will also give to us in a new understanding of the cross, a new understanding of who Jesus is.
Partner with FH to meet the needs of these refugees. Visit us online for links. Next, imagine fleeing your home and losing everything. Well, that's what families in the Middle East are experiencing right now. The Islamic State is expanding their control to the east and south, and they're gaining wealth from Islamic charities and resources stolen in Syria. Global Aid Network USA is working to help refugees. They're spreading the word of God, handing out food, clothing, and medicine. But they don't have enough and need your help. To donate, visit our website. This is Mission Network News. Tensions grew and grief struck the U.S. after a fatal shooting in Missouri, but believers are responding with hope. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship staff want to show love to all people on campus, so they're putting together packages of resources to get college students involved in campus communities. Approaches range from a prayer group to a display probing the issues of police brutality. Pray for students to get involved and for the city of Ferguson. Meanwhile, our series on God's kingdom growth in Bangladesh continues. Peter Mazumdar, visionary behind Living Water Center, says Wycliffe Bible Translators has already started using it.
30 pastors are coming every year, 30 days each time, and they are assigned to complete some portions of the Bible. Also, they are getting training.
Over 300 people groups in Bangladesh still don't have scripture in their heart language. InterVarsity is helping Wycliffe translate God's word for three of them.
We are hoping within 10 to 15 years' time, we could finish New Testament translation for these three ethnic people groups.
When it's finished, the training center will speed up translation efforts in Muslim-dominated Bangladesh. Get more details and prayer needs at our website. Catch tomorrow's broadcast to learn where college ministry fits into all this. And back in the U.S., if you're preparing for Black Friday or Cyber Monday, why not throw in Giving Tuesday, too? Well, Terry Ritchie of Keys for Kids says this year's Giving Tuesday is vital for their ministry.
Trying to raise that much money in one day is a humongous feat, but through social media, we are trying to raise $135,000 that day so that we can keep our new programs that we've started on the air, on radio, and on Keys for Kids radio.
If Keys for Kids doesn't get the support they need, they won't be able to continue their radio programs. Ritchie says kids will turn elsewhere for entertainment.
This message is getting out there to people we've never even met before. So they're calling us, writing us, emailing us about who are you? What do you do? And we get the privilege of telling them that we do radio, print, and internet for kids ages 6 through 12. And it's an awesome Christ-centered program, and we just love to talk about it.
You can connect with Keys for Kids at missionnetworknews.org.
If parents are concerned about that, the spiritual growth and strengthening that spiritual growth of their children, then they need to help us get those programs out there.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They're providing us with lots of stories about the persecuted church, and you can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner on the right. I'm Greg Yoder.